This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Join us, 603-283-6160, if you'd like to share your opinions. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki, and Bonnie.
And robot police dogs, man. We knew they were coming. They're not everywhere yet, but they are coming. And we've talked about them before here on Free Talk Live because they are sort of dog-like, but also not. And they're really creepy, and I don't like it.
You know what it reminds me of? Those AT-ATs from Star Wars, like the, but it's like a smaller version of it. You know what I'm talking about?
You're absolutely right to think about that, too, because as I've been watching this, I was like, you know, I know how this sort of thing works, and people are going to come up with some sort of homebrewed way to deactivate these things, and the cable strategy from the AT-ATs may actually work if it's a steel cable.
What was the cable strategy?
To wrap it around their legs so they can't walk anymore and they collapse and break themselves. But
oh, yeah, that's in Star Wars Battlefront.
Yeah, well, it's from the movies is how it originated. But these things are creepy, and now they have assault weapons, which we knew was coming. They're not going to create a robot dog and then not give it a high-powered automatic weapon. Because that's the whole point of having the robot dog. Ghost Robotics and Sword International have teamed up to create a rifle-toting robot dog called the Special Purpose Unmanned Rifle, or SPUR. The system adds a 6.5mm Creedmoor rifle from Sword to one of the Ghost Robotics quadrupedal unmanned ground vehicles, or I'm just going to keep calling it a dog. The SPUR made its debut, that's the gun, on the show floor at the Association of the U.S. Army's convention. Who cares about that? Though Ghost Robotics, and I don't care about any of that either, I want to talk about the dog. The exact configuration of the 6.5mm gun inside the SPUR module, how much ammunition it contains, and how hard it might be to reload are all unclear. Ghost Robotics has said that SPUR can be instructed remotely to chamber the first round from an unloaded state, as well as clear the chamber and safe the gun. Now, they don't have video of the dog actually shooting the gun, but what they do have is some sort of steel rod thing that was attached to its back and that it launched at a very high speed at a plastic bucket, which we don't know what happened to the bucket after that, but it was gone, and the steel rod was also gone, but it was probably about a foot-long steel rod that it just fired at very high speed at a plastic bucket.
And the bucket looked like it literally exploded.
Yeah, it was just gone after that. And you can imagine what one of these things being thrown at you at that high speed, that's extraordinarily lethal. That's way beyond a bullet. And that's what it had in that particular video. But they do have a gun. In terms of the weapon itself, Sword offers derivatives of the several of the AR-15 family, as well as similar but larger caliber guns. So they are arming these robotic dogs, and they're giving them some pretty high-powered weaponry. I don't want to. They go into too much detail about the weaponry, and I'm not particularly interested in that. I want to know more about how the robot is going to decide when and where to use these weapons.
So that was my next question. Is there a person controlling it, or is it like some sort of like artificial intelligence robot police dog that will decide, like, is the dog going to decide when it shoots me, or is there somebody controlling it?
I know when the military first began using robots, they could not fire unless a human gave them the instruction to fire.
Now in the future, there's going to be people who go and thank a police officer after a robot dog shoots them in the leg.
Yeah, right.
Even though they controlled the robot dog.
Well, with the developments in AI and stuff like that, I don't know that that condition is even going to apply to these robotic dogs.
Oh, God.
I think we should all thank our community's robot dogs.
It's certainly not a dog you would want to pet if you stumbled across it. They said when our robots move around and you shove them, these forces are computed at 2,000 calculations per second. Now, this is about how difficult it is to push one of these things over. They make 2,000 calculations per second per leg about how to move in order to stay upright. So that is a lot of processing power. He added that the system is designed in such a way as to work to ensure it can keep functioning, even if various onboard sensors happen to fail. We're adjusting it to make it like a mammal. Our robot, when you see it climbing stairs or walking or running around, we turn off all the sensors. It's just feeling. It's completely blind. The reason we do that is because if a warfighter or a mining company, if anyone is using our robot, this robot had better operate 99.9% of the time.
Oh, my gosh.
So when they say they're turning off all sensors, do they mean, like, the dog's ability to see and hear and stuff like that? It's unclear what they mean.
Yeah, it's just feeling its way around. But it doesn't have nerve endings, so what does that mean?
I don't know.
It's just the sensors?
Well, I already figured out how we're going to combat these. We all need to start buying those super magnets now and just, we'll throw magnets at it.
Not a bad plan. I was thinking robotic dog treats, but yours works better. As for targeting, the spur module appears to have its own sighting system on top. In past testing the U.S. Air Force has conducted using unarmed dogs, operators have utilized the Android Team Awareness Kit, which is an app that can be installed on tablet-like devices to interact with these unmanned systems and view the feeds from their onboard video camera. So the U.S. military, at least, the Air Force at least, is still monitoring whatever these robotic dogs are seeing and doing. It seems likely that the Android Team Awareness Kit or a similar piece of software could be used to enable a human to aim at targets and engage with them with the robot's rifle. So it doesn't say that the robot does not have the ability to decide to shoot, but a human can take over the robot and decide to make it shoot, which doesn't make me feel any safer in a world where hacking exists.
Yeah. I remember one episode we were talking about the self-driving cars and how there's so much room for hackers to come in and be like, I'm going to crash your car if you don't give me $2 million or whatever it is. I mean, just the same thing applies to these robot dogs.
Yeah, people don't really understand how insecure their technology really is. Well, the average person doesn't, at least. Spur could also have some degree of additional autonomy now or in the future, potentially employing artificial intelligence-driven capabilities to at least detect and lock on to potential threats, even if an operator ultimately has to give the approval to start shooting. So for now, it still requires a human to say, yes, start shooting. But it can detect threats and lock onto threats without, you know, necessarily shooting at them.
All it really means to me is now there's one degree of, separation further for a cop to shoot someone.
Yep.
They'll feel less bad about shooting people.
And it's more difficult to hold them accountable for that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it does make them less fearful, right? So, because the cop's life isn't in danger if he's just sitting back at the station controlling this robotic dog. So maybe that will make him less likely to shoot because he's not afraid because it's not his life that's in danger. It's the robotic dog's. Regardless, giving the dog a weapon of his own offers a way for it to immediately prosecute any targets it might come across if desired.
I would say in that case, since an officer's life isn't in danger, it just doesn't need a gun at all. That's supposedly the only reason they need guns.
Well, they built these robotic dogs to use them in war and here on the streets by police officers, which is a war against the American people. I would agree you shouldn't have a robotic dog that you shouldn't be developing a robotic dog that you want to use to shoot at people. But such is the state, and that's the sort of thing it does. It also makes winning any sort of battle against the U.S. Army exceedingly difficult because they're not losing soldiers. They're just losing robots. But presumably the robots are probably going to cost more money than your average soldier actually costs. So either way, you can't defeat an army if you can't kill its members. So the Taliban or whoever the next war is going to be against them, it may be Russia based on what I'm seeing in the news today. You can't defeat that army if every time you take out one of their people, you just kill a robot. And every time they take out one of yours, they kill an actual human. So this the idea that these dogs can, quote, immediately prosecute any targets, which just means kill any targets, is that it would make them more like their real counterparts, which will be able to get into tight spaces that present significant risks for their human handlers, who are safe at a distance. Sounds like they're just trying to excuse the ability to give these dogs the ability to open fire on people. But what are your thoughts? 603-283-6160. When we get back, psychedelics and why they're...
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us, 603-283-6160, if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160, which is tonight. It's Aria, Bonnie, and Nikki. And I always like talking about psychedelics. It's actually been a really, really long time since I did any psychedelics. I guess it would have been Forkfest of last year that I did any, because it just hasn't been necessary. And to me, that's the whole point of psychedelics. It's not for having fun or, I mean, they are fun, but the primary point is to heal oneself. I hate saying heal oneself spiritually, but essentially that, in my opinion, is the value of psychedelics.
I love saying that about psychedelics.
I back away from the word spiritually. That's the only part of it that I don't like. But
and mentally, too. Like, you can look at it that way. It's like, you know, in your mind.
Yeah, and it absolutely is all in your mind. And they're increasingly becoming legal throughout the United States. I think it was Denver decriminalized all drugs. I think the state of Oregon decriminalized shrooms. And you have some updates about other places that have...
I think Oregon did all drugs in 2020.
Was it Oregon? I thought it was Denver.
It was Oregon.
Okay, so Denver decriminalized shrooms then. One of them decriminalized shrooms and one of them did all drugs. And both of them saw, you know, huge gains and huge benefits from doing so.
And now, just 6 days ago, Seattle City Council unanimously supports decriminalizing psychedelic mushrooms. And Arcata City, I've never heard of it, it's in California, votes unanimously to decriminalize entheogenic plants and fungi.
So that would include, like, peyote and things like that, presumably. And I guess DMT.
Oh, yeah, because ayahuasca, right, because it could be made out of bark or something?
Well,
or is that, isn't it in everything?
I don't know exactly what it's made out of, but it's made from plants. And, I mean, it's a psychedelic plant, at the very least.
Well, this story from Arcata City says, the use, purchase, and cultivation of entheogenic plants and fungi like psilocybin, mushrooms, peyote, and ayahuasca are now decriminalized in Arcata. On
That's
Wednesday,
awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. On Wednesday, the Arcata City Council voted unanimously to approve the resolution crafted alongside decriminalized nature Humboldt. I guess that's a city. Humboldt.
Okay. Never heard of it either.
That's kind of weird. Like, California is so huge. Just, you'll never ever hear of cities in your whole life.
It is unbelievably huge. And I didn't realize that until one of our listeners mentioned what part of California they were in. And I was wondering whether or not one of our stations is near there. And it's like 1,800 miles or something from one part of California to the other. I'm like, that's too big. There's no reason to have a state that big.
Yeah, chop it up. Says, the council heard several comments from community members during the meeting, many of which were in support of the resolution. Taylor Albon-Monte with Decriminalized Nature Humboldt said the group had received over 330 letters of support for the resolution from community members prior to the meeting.
Well, it's an easy sell, right? They don't do a lot of harm to individuals. They don't do a lot of harm to the community, which obviously can't be harmed. But that's an argument people like to make, that, oh, alcohol and heroin are so harmful to, quote, the community. But psychedelics don't do harm really to anyone. And some of them, it's almost impossible to die from, like, psilocybin cubensis, magic mushrooms. I've never heard of anyone dying from them. You could eat too many and do something stupid, but that's not the shrooms killing you. That's you being stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
Ian always points to the Dr. Nutt research where he ranked the most safe drugs, and shrooms was like the number one safest.
And alcohol was one of the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. People die of that all the time, just drinking too much.
Well, plus alcohol is addictive. Shrooms, as far as I'm aware, aren't. I don't think you could consume enough shrooms to actually trip on a daily basis without, like, frying your brain.
Yeah, and we don't have any patients in the hospital right now for, like, shroom addiction or, like, long-term effects of taking mushrooms. But the majority of our patients are actually there because of the long-term effects of alcoholism.
Really?
Absolutely, yeah.
And here in New Hampshire, of course, it's a lot of heroin addiction and meth addiction.
Mm-hmm.
Meth probably, I don't know if meth was even included in the study because I don't think it was that popular back when the guy did that study ranking the harmful drugs. But
Dr. Nutt.
Yeah.
I love to say it.
Shrooms, definitely not harmful. Despite what the government likes to say. Like, I looked into it, and they listed death as a possible side effect of doing shrooms. Some government website did. I guess it was the CDC. But if you click through all of the studies and all of the links that they provided, they didn't have a single example of someone ever dying from psilocybin cubensis. And yet they cited death as a possible side effect.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. But that's what the government does. They just fearmonger. They don't expect people to actually click through the links to see, oh, yeah, this... They just made this up.
Wow. Well, I love this group, Decriminalize Nature. They've been going around, like, they have, like, sects in every town. That I don't think that's the right word, but that just popped in my head. You know, they have...
Chapters
or something in every town. That maybe not every town, but, like, every state at least, that are trying to decriminalize nature in, the legislature.
It's got to be hard to be a conservative Christian on this particular matter, because these things are... 100% natural.
They're from God.
If there is a God who created everything and who is in control of everything, then that God put these drugs here.
Yep.
And designed them and us in a way that we could use them and experience awesome things.
God wants you to take mushrooms.
Yeah, saying that they should be illegal is like literally saying that you believe God made a mistake.
I think this is a great way that they went about it. It says the group, Decriminalize Nature, had been tabling at nearly every farmer's market in Arcata leading up to the meeting to educate people on what they argue are the benefits of the psychedelic plants and fungi.
Well, there are many benefits. I mean, they are tremendously helpful in PTSD, anxiety, depression, things like that. There are constantly studies coming out showing the benefit of doing psychedelics. And no real downside to it.
And the thing about the psychedelics is they can actually cure your depression, whereas antidepressants, you'll have to be on them for your entire life, and they come with really, really bad side effects.
Yeah, I think it was 10 years ago that I read the Wikipedia article on psilocybin cubensis, and they had a study back then showing that it wasn't just treating people's depression, it was actively curing it, like making it go away forever, not... giving them some sort of medication to make it just subside or to make them go on a killing spree or to kill themselves, but actually curing their depression. It's new studies like this come out all the time, and yet we're still not seeing legalized psilocybin cubensis across the board, despite how the medical benefit for them has been made abundantly clear. But at least some small cities and larger states are at least decriminalizing them. So there is progress being made, just not at the rate I would expect to see for something that, you know, is known to actively cure depression.
Yeah, I don't have an article about it, but Michigan has been, like, on a roll. Ann Arbor, where our co-host Nobody is from, actually, they just, maybe like a month ago, voted unanimously in a council decision to decriminalize plants, entheogenic plants and fungi.
Oh, nice. I did not know that Ann Arbor did that.
And they had the biggest festival ever called Entheofest or something. And they were, like, out doing things like that in the town square.
We're going to continue talking about shrooms. I think it was Timothy Leary who said psychedelics inspire fear in people who have never tried them. So if you're afraid and you've never tried them, give us a call. 603-283-6160.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Putting food on the kitchen table got more challenging for folks as new inflation data was released on Wednesday. The price of food at home jumped 1.2% in September, a historically huge gain for a single month, and three times the inflation rate recorded in August. The Biden administration also dealing with supply chain issues. Speaking at the White House, the president says the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach are running 24/7 operations in an effort to reduce the supply ship traffic jams.
This is the first key step toward moving our entire freight, transportation, and logistical supply chain nationwide to a 24/7 system.
Some top shippers and retailers have agreed to do more offloading and stocking of supplies during off-peak hours. This is USA Radio News. Republicans are sounding the alarm on a proposal by Democrats to strengthen the IRS by monitoring certain transactions of at least $600 or more. Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady on Fox News thinks the move targets small businesses.
This new bank surveillance scheme is not aimed at the wealthy or the big corporations. They're aimed at farmers, small businesses, and families. They intend to track these total transactions each year.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen claims the proposal doesn't mean to report any individual's transactions and is only for people who don't indicate their earnings. A postal worker in Colorado is dead after being shot while delivering mail. It happened in the residential neighborhood of Longmont, which is north of Denver. A search for the suspect is ongoing, although they believe the suspect is no longer in the area. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Where you can call in, take control of the airwaves, and talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight is Aria,
Nikki,
and Pony.
And Bitcoin.com is the best website for you if you're interested in cryptocurrency, whether you're new to the subject or whether you're deep in it. Bitcoin.com has something for you. If you are new to it, just click getting started at the top of the page at Bitcoin.com. Take a couple of minutes out of your day to watch a video there to teach you the very basics of this world-changing technology, because it's important, and it's only going to become more and more important as governments around the world do everything they can to destroy the economy. Bitcoin.com is sort of the fail-safe that is going to be used to minimize the consequences of that for the individual. So it's important to learn about it. But if you already know about it, stay up to date on all of the news and headlines that are relevant to you at news.bitcoin.com. They have new articles every single day at news.bitcoin.com. Let's go to the phones. We have Dell calling from Georgia. Dell, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, here's what I think. First of all, I want to get the this straightened out. Marijuana and shrooms are not drugs. They are plants or fungi. A drug is synthesized. Now, if you want to turn your pot into some kind of, a chemical, that's different. But they are not drugs. And as far as mushrooms go, they're great.
Well, I'm willing to allow... I agree with that entirely. Final thing, anyway. I'm willing to, you know, tolerate marijuana and shrooms being called drugs as long as people are also going to characterize alcohol, caffeine, nicotine, and all of these other things as drugs as well. But that's generally the line where they're not willing to do that. Anything that...
Alcohol is synthesized into a drug.
Well,
it has been cooked and
I mean, it can happen naturally as well.
I think, see, the word drug just has such a negative connotation nowadays, but really it's, I mean, like, back in the day, it's just what you called medicine, and marijuana and shrooms are medicine.
Also true. I mean, we still call it the drug store.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'm just saying, I don't think something's a drug unless it's been processed into a chemical. When it's still in its natural form, like weed or a fungus, it's not a drug. And I feel like people, and they're misused. You can misuse anything, I guess. But that's just...
It's really hard to misuse marijuana and shrooms, though. I mean, to be honest.
I knew a guy that used to drive in San Antonio on shrooms, and I was like, that sounds like a horrible idea.
Was he microdosing?
It's a bad idea. I remember in those
blizzards. Well, none of your microdosing.
Microdosing. You know, that can be fun. massive dosing is fun, too.
don't macrodose and drive. I mean, I would say you probably shouldn't. I would say you probably shouldn't microdose and drive as well, but that's at least not going to affect you a whole lot.
But as far as your point, I mean, where we're going, mushrooms have a very mind-expanding effect. I mean, I've been doing these things since 79. I haven't done shrooms since a couple of years ago. But, you know, I smoke pot every day. I'll just tell you right now. And I find it to be better than doing something like these other brain pills that people take. You know, you could call it, self-medicating? It just kind of chills me out. I mean, I'm 60 years old.
Well, that's certainly self-medicating, and I'm always been a huge advocate of self-medicating. That's how I started taking hormones in the first place. I was like, hey, this is my body. I have access to these things online. I'm going to order them and self-medicate.
Nice.
I fully respect you. And you have, and medicate, I don't even really like that term because I don't think of it as a medicine. I think of it more of as a lifestyle. And
see, I think of them as medicines, and my opinion if we lived in a society where a doctor would actually sit down with me and get to know me, my medical history, and, you know, important things about me, then I may not have been as willing to just go online and do it. But we don't live in that world. You sit down with the doctor for like 5 minutes. They don't learn anything about you. They're basically just trying to figure out what prescription they need to write you to make you go away.
Well, I mean, I go to a lot of trouble to make sure things are groovy with me and our we have a small community, and we just, we like to smoke a little weed, you know.
Well, it's Georgia after all.
And, you know, my use of shrooms, I mean, I'm so old now, I just do it occasionally. It really does open your eyes to the cosmic way of things.
Absolutely. They are tremendously expanding of one's, I mean, they characterize it as ego death, you know, forcing one to recognize their place in the universe. And that's absolutely a beneficial thing for people to experience. Some people aren't quite ready for that. So it's not recommended for everyone, but for the people who are intellectually or spiritually or emotionally, mentally ready to accept their true place in the universe. I mean, shrooms and psychedelics in general are the fastest way to get there. So thank you so much for the call tonight, Dale. We also have Footloose calling from New Hampshire with some background noise. Footloose, you're on Free Talk Live. It's okay.
Hey, how's it going?
So you also were at the protest today, and you got arrested because I've noticed they really like arresting you, dude.
Apparently, it's fourth time now.
Yeah, and the last time that at least I'm aware of, you were basically walking down the street with a candle when they arrested you.
Pretty much. Well, there we did the candlelight vigil, and a bunch of us got tickets, and then some of us kept going back, and I was ticketed for a second time, and then they also arrested me for disorderly conduct because the officer said, if you don't stop, you're going to be arrested. And I said, okay, if I don't stop, what? If you don't stop, you're going to be arrested. And you can
sure.
see this. It's all on video. You go to my Absolute Defiance YouTube.
Is this what happened today?
No, this was
okay.
that.
I want to talk about what happened today.
Today, I was nice and quiet and minding my own business. And next thing you know, they walk up to me and Therese, and they said, can you come with us? And so we come around this back, the whole back of the room that they were holding this meeting in was like a giant shower curtain. It was like a drapery or whatever. And
right, this is what the two of you alluded to when you said the room turned out to be a lot bigger than they had led you to believe.
Yeah.
Yes.
It had a curtain separating
twice
it.
Twice as large that we got behind the curtain, and there was this humongous area, and there was 30 to 40 state troopers and five paddy wagons.
So they were hiding the state troopers behind a curtain?
Yeah, so you can actually, if you were to watch the entire thing, or if you were in the room at the earlier in the event, we heard like garage doors opening and all this noise, and that was them loading up and staging behind that curtain. And so yeah, they 100% planned, and I actually just downloaded the video. Somebody got a great video. We all stood up, we had our backs turned to the council, but somebody was filming Sununu, and he's on his phone the whole time while he's up there. So people have already filed 91A requests to get the text that he was doing.
Oh God.
And
what is that exactly? That he was conducting government business and you have the right to know what he was saying? Is that what that is?
He was on the board. He can't be using his cell phone during that. And he did. So because he did during a public meeting, we have a right to know what he was texting about.
Awesome. Hey, Footless, can you hang around with us for a few more minutes?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. We're going to continue learning about the protests that happened today, because having state troopers hiding behind a curtain ready to pounce on innocent, peaceful protesters. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and I gotta tell you, I'm kind of relieved that I'm not suffering tremendously today. That's going to be next Wednesday's problem for me, because Conan wasn't able to make it to the show this Tuesday. He had to work, but so we had to move him back. Next week, October the 19th, we're doing Free Your Talk Live at 10:30, where Conan and I, and presumably Ian, isn't just going to sit there quietly. Presumably he's going to join the conversation and, you know, laugh at our stupidity. While carrying on these conversations, we're going to eat increasingly hot peppers, starting with the jalapeno, going on to the habanero, and then taking a huge, unfathomably large leap up to the ghost pepper, finalizing it by eating Carolina Reapers and trying to have a conversation while we're doing this. It's not going to end well, but it's going to end very funnily, so it's going to be great. Watch it live at video.freetalklive.com. This upcoming Tuesday, that is October the 19th, we're going to regret having done this. Like, almost immediately after eating the Carolina Reaper, you regret doing it. But you regret it for a full 13, 14 hours afterward. It's
wow.
No part of this is a good idea. And I said the last time I ate a Carolina Reaper that I was never going to eat another one, but here I am again.
Video Free Talk Live.
Yeah, video.freetalklive.com, Tuesday at 10:30. We're talking to Footloose at the moment, though, who was arrested at today's protest because, as we've all seen, they just love the hell out of arresting you. What was their excuse today? What was their juvenile argument that you had to be arrested?
I have not received that yet, so we did not get copies of the complaint. None of the officers that transported us to Merrimack County where we were booked, none of them had any, we didn't see it, we don't know, none of them knew anything about anything, so.
They didn't tell you what you were charged with?
Disorderly conduct.
Okay.
Okay.
Disorderly conduct. Everybody, there were 9 people in total that were, charged with disorderly conduct. A couple people were charged with resisting arrest. I don't know. Marilyn Todd and her husband were arrested and separated from their child as well.
So there were rumors going around that the reason people were being arrested today was because of the last protest. They were.
Yeah, that's all disinfo. That's 100% disinfo. Ridiculous. Doesn't make any sense. We were there at the beginning. If they were going to arrest us for warrants, they would have arrested us either at the Honk Brigade
the Sunday before at the governor's house or at that event at the beginning? Why would they wait until halfway through the thing to pull the trigger on that?
And were the Frank, were the other people who got arrested, do you remember any of them, like, you know, yelling or being, you know, remotely disorderly at the first meeting?
No. Definitely not. There was a 70-year-old woman that was bruised and dragged out of there forcefully by the state troopers. There is a video of that as well. It was extremely disturbing. Me and Therese were the first ones that were asked to come out behind the curtain. And once we got behind the curtain and they said we were arrested, we were completely quiet and not making any disturbance whatsoever. Once I was in handcuffs, that's when I announced to everyone, we're being arrested. And people, one guy was arrested for asking why we were being arrested.
Total police state type of things, by the way.
What is it?
It's totally a police state type of thing if you get arrested for asking why someone else is being arrested.
Yep.
That's the sort of thing you definitely see in a police state, not in a free country.
And, you know, they're just doing their job. Well, they need to pick a side. They need to decide if they're on the freedom side or on the tyranny side. There's no left or right.
Well, they're on the tyranny side. I mean, the tyranny is what pays them.
Right.
And they enjoy doing
it. The Nazis were just following orders, too.
Oh, I know.
Right? Exactly.
I'm not saying they're morally right for following orders. That's obviously not correct, but that's the side they've chosen. I mean,
we're going to be pressured. I know we do have a lot of sympathetic, at the very least, law enforcement, but they need to come out publicly and to denounce this stuff. We're going to see what this Freedom of Information or 91A request reveals from the governor's text. Who was he texting? What was he texting about? Was he telling his Praetorian Guard to remove the plebs? Right.
Right. Well, hopefully
that's not his job. He's not law enforcement, and he can't direct them to arrest people either.
No, hopefully that works out. Keep us posted about it. When you do get those text messages, give us a call and let us know what they actually say. Hopefully you get them. I know the government in general likes to drag its feet on what is basically freedom of information requests, but I think New Hampshire is a little faster about it. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm glad you're out of jail. I'm glad they didn't find an excuse to hold you. And I'm curious to see why they arrested people. If it's not the fact that people had warrants from the previous protest, then these videos are not going to do a whole lot of good for the reputation of these state troopers here in New Hampshire.
No, and it just literally doesn't make any sense because all of these people were just peacefully sitting there silent. They weren't talking, they weren't moving, they weren't doing anything, so it makes zero sense why they would be arrested.
That blue line's getting thinner.
Yep. It is. We also have Major Payne, who is calling from Michigan. Major Payne, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening. Thank you for taking my call, girls.
Absolutely. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you got me a little freaked out and off-center here with what I just listened to. What state is Merrimack in? Is that New Hampshire?
That is New Hampshire, yes. It is right, where Concord, the capital of New Hampshire, is. It's also where the federal holding jail is. That's where most of us sat in jail.
You know where Mackinac Island is, right? That was the original Indian translation of that, I believe, was Michimackinac.
I have no idea. No.
Well, I'm just saying the Indian names have gone all across the country here north of the 45th parallel, you know, in similarities, because the languages were broken up a little bit, but similar. Right, Gabby?
Sure.
The Indian translations of how places got named.
Okay.
But anyway, what you were talking about, I'm thinking we need to go back to the old yellow flag with the pine tree with the snake wrapped around it. Don't tread on me. I'm getting real sick of being waylaid.
Well, people are flying that flag. Briefly, in the apartment next to mine, somebody had one of the I think they're called the Gadsden flags.
I was wearing it on my shirt today before I took a shower.
But, I mean, it doesn't mean anything to them. They'll tread on you all they want, and they don't care that you don't want that. My favorite one, I've seen a lot of, you know, mimicry of that particular one. My favorite one was a snake getting his head crushed by a foot saying, I specifically requested the opposite of this.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That one was one of my favorites.
I think it's a thing that should be taken back from the conservatives who don't get it. Like, I get it, so that's why I'm wearing it.
Right. A lot of conservatives do use it without actually... Because they don't mind getting tread on as long as it's a Republican or conservative treading on them.
Yeah, you
or
see a lot of bootlickers that
fly the gods harder,
and
Daddy.
And it's like, yeah, I'm like, I don't think you get what that means.
My favorite ones are where you see the Gadsden flag bumper. Hold on. My favorite one is where you see the Gadsden flag bumper sticker, right beside it, a Blue Lives Matter sticker.
Yeah,
thin blue line, yeah.
You really don't understand what that means, do you?
So go ahead, Major
Payne. There was another flag that was briefly prosperous, and it was the snake chopped up into pieces.
Yep.
And each one had initials as to the particular colony. But I don't recollect which one was the head, which one was the tail.
I don't think I've ever seen that particular interpretation of it.
No, if you go into a little colonial literature, it's not hard to find.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for the call tonight. It is definitely getting bad out there. I mean, none of us want to be tread on. I don't fly it because it's got so many negative connotations and stuff like that, but... That's sort of a stupid reason coming from me, because I would definitely throw out a giant Baphomet statue outside of my house despite the negative connotations of that. So, but, you know, there's certain connotations I just don't want to actually take on.
Yeah.
And that is one that I don't particularly want. Like, I'm pro-secession, sure, but that also isn't going to cause me to throw a Confederate flag on my vehicle. Because, sure, I guess technically they were also pro-secession, but there's a lot of baggage there that I don't want to be associated with.
Not necessarily a great look.
Yeah. And, I mean, I didn't mind running as a Republican because anyone who takes a look at me is going to immediately know that I'm not a Republican.
Yeah. I don't like being registered as a Republican. I only did it so I could vote for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
Can't you do that if you're an independent, though?
This is something
else. Or undecided or something?
I was voting in the Republican meeting to keep Aria and Ian.
Yeah,
it wasn't just for mayor.
That was a fun meeting. I enjoyed that. I'm still technically a Republican, but it's just so that I can go to the statewide Republican committee meeting because they can't tell me I can't because I'm officially a delegate since I won my Republican primary. And there's so many golden opportunities to troll there that I just can't pass it up. 603-283-6160. How out of control is it out there with state troopers hiding behind curtains to pounce on people? It's Free Talk Live.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.